From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Caitlin McElwain. The Missouri Senate has given first-round approval to legislation targeting transgender minors. That includes a bill that bars transgender minors from accessing gender-affirming health care and another that bars transgender athletes, up through the collegiate level, from participating in sports that align with their gender identity. Senate Democrats filibustered the bill for over 12 hours Monday through this morning. Senator Tracy McCreery spoke against the bill early on in debate.
I wish that we would just respect medical providers and their teams and parents and, of course, the kids that are here in our state to work together as a team to decide what is best for their health care.
Both bills do have an expiration date on some of the provisions. The bills have to go through another vote in the Senate before moving on to the House. Columbia will move to roll carts for trash collection in 2024. The Columbia Missourian reports the City Council voted unanimously last night to approve the ordinance after a series of public comments. Some residents expressed frustration that the decision was not left up to a vote from the community. The system changes will take effect March 4, 2024. Residents can choose from three different cart sizes and can exchange their carts for a smaller or larger size during the first 120 days after receiving it. After that, they'll be charged a one-time fee of $25 per cart. University of Missouri medical students are responding to pieces of legislation that would prohibit diversity, equity, and inclusion education and training in any institute that receives state funding. Senate Bill 410, or the Do No Harm Act, is scheduled for a hearing in the Senate Education and Workforce Development Committee at 8:15 this morning. MU medical student Jay Devenina wrote a position statement that opposes this bill and a similar bill in the House. He says the statement has more than 200 signatures from other med students who want DEI training before entering the medical field.
There are certain statistics that are just alarming. Like, for example, Black women in America are 3 to 4 times as likely to die from maternal mortality than white women are.
Devenina says the bill also threatens MU's accreditation status, which currently requires the university's curriculum to meet diversity, equity, and inclusion expectations in order to be kept. Devenina plans to testify at the hearing this morning. The Missouri House gave initial approval yesterday to a bill that would legalize sports wagering in Missouri. The Columbia Missourian reports the bill, which combines House Bills 556 and 581, only deals with wagering on sporting events and does not address video lottery terminals. Representatives struck down 5 proposed amendments to the bill before it was approved. Some of the proposed amendments would increase the tax rate on the bill, which is currently 10%, to be more in line with policies in other states. Supporters of the bill say Missouri is losing millions of tax dollars because people have not been able to legally bet during March Madness. I'm Caitlin McElwain, KBIA News, Columbia.